Your confidence just top of the world now?
I don't know how I caught that ball. You know, it's to be successful at this level, you got to be confident. You know, you got to go out there and think you're going to get everybody out and think you can. You know, and I definitely do that. You know, I try not to go over the edge and rub things in and be cocky, but I definitely have confidence. There's no doubt about it.
And all the way in the back.
Cliff, can you just talk about how comfortable you felt there tonight, because everyone's just praising your performance on both in both clubhouses. How good did it feel out there tonight? And secondly, can you talk about what this game means to take game one here at Yankee Stadium?
I mean, winning game one is huge. You know, you want to get off on a good start. You know, you want to, it's a seven-game series. You know, getting that first one out of the way is big for us, you know. So at worst, you know, we can split here in New York and go back home and really have the home field advantage. So winning at least one of these first two is huge, the first one especially. So now we got a chance to take both of them and go into Philly in a really good spot. So, and about being cool or whatever, I've always been that way. You know, this is the same game I've been playing my whole life. So, and this is the stage that I've wanted to get to from a little kid, you know. So now that I'm here, you know, I've already put all the work in. There's no sense in being nervous and worried. You know, it's time to go out there and let my talents and skills take over and execute pitches. I've already done everything I know I need to do to prepare for it, so there's no reason for me to be nervous. So that's kind of how I look at it.
And in the back again to the
Cliff, you know, we talked yesterday about how you can handle Alex Rodriguez. He's been red hot in the playoffs. You handled him well tonight. I think the second at bat, a 3-2 changeup. Can you talk about your mindset with him and getting him out? Because you were very effective with that tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any one way to get him out. And really, there's this whole lineup. You know, you just gotta be unpredictable. You gotta show them stuff they haven't seen before, and just kind of be unpredictable. Mix speeds, mix location, and don't get in patterns, because you know, this is that offense is pretty potent, and if they get a clue on what you're trying to do and you actually do it, they're going to make you pay. And same thing goes for, you know, getting behind in the count. You get 2-0, 3-1, too much with a team like this, you're going to get hurt. So, you know, I did everything I could to stay away from those situations and work ahead in the count and make them swing their way on base, and, you know, we made plays.
Cliff, you talk about definitely not giving them any clues and definitely trying to basically be unpredictable in everything that you're doing. Do you think that prior games with the Dodgers, you think that you had enough time to rest and you had enough time, like probably like 7 days, I guess, to rest before the first game of the World Series? Did you think that helped you a little bit, you know, to prepare you? You were well rested as compared to CC Sabathia tonight?
Honestly, going into it, I thought I felt too fresh. You know, I thought that the first couple innings I was going to be a little rusty, I was going to be a little erratic and take me a minute to get back to executing pitches, but it didn't turn out that way. But I was thinking the opposite of what you said, but who knows. You know, I have thrown a lot of innings this year, and it didn't really hurt. But you know, once you're used to throwing every 5 days for the whole season, and then all of a sudden you get 3 or 4 extra days, it kind of makes you feel different. And this is definitely a game of feel, and you know, you're comfortable with going every 5 days. So it was kind of a little different. I didn't know how to, I had to adjust my routine basically. And it was, you know, this is a routine oriented sport. So I thought it was going to affect me the other way, but come to find out, it worked out just fine.
And right here in front to the right.
Cliff, over here. Did you talk about, you talked about how you've done all the work, so there's no need to be nervous, but really not nervous at all going into Game 1 World Series, Yankee Stadium?
Not nervous at all. It's been a long time since I've been nervous playing this game. It's what I've been doing my whole life. It's like I say, I put all the work in. You do everything you need to do to prepare and leave. I try not to leave anything for chance. So what's the point in being nervous? You know, I've already done the work. It's game time. It's time to go out there and have fun and execute and let your skills take over.
And all the way in the back.
Cliff, have you thought at all about your kind of odyssey here in New York. I mean, you start the last All-Star game at the old place. You win the first game here. You win the first World Series game here. How do you explain all that success in the same place in such a short period of time?
I think it's just ironic. You know, it's my first All-Star game. It's not like I was going to every one, and then all of a sudden we had one in New York. It's just ironic that we had it there, and the timing of me actually being my turn to pitch when we come to New York for the first game here, I mean, it's ironic. And, the Yankees had to win to get here, to get to this spot, so that's ironic too. I mean, whether it's the Yankees or it would have been the Angels, I'm still going out there and trying to put up zeros and give the team a chance to win. I just think it's ironic that I've had, three different, two firsts and one last here at Yankees, the old Yankee Stadium, and then here. So I think it's just more irony than anything.
And straight up the middle here.
Two things, Cliff. First, safe to say that the weather wasn't a factor tonight. And second, with the way your first couple starts in the postseason went, how nice was it to get all 27 outs tonight?
Yeah, that's what you want to do every time you take the mound, You want to, or at least I do, I want to go out there and pitch till the game's over. And, I've never been happy coming out of the game early. It's, that's just competitive nature, and that's me having confidence in what I do and expecting to be successful. And, fortunately tonight I was able to do that. But every game I pitch, I always want to go 9 innings and, put up all zeros. But that's not reality, and that's not going to happen. But that's what I'm expecting to do, every time I take the mound.